Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. The last few days, I've really been a bear with a sore head. I've been really fed up with life. I've been in a lot of pain. I haven't slept very much. Life just feels annoying and frustrating, not feeling well, being in pain, the pandemic, the weather. I just feel fed up with life. And so the last 24 hours have been some insights and realizations. A lot of how I'm feeling now is relates a lot to how I felt on our fertility journey. I'm not diminishing infertility. I'm not saying what I'm feeling now is anything like experiencing infertility. You know, we had 10 years of infertility. I know it's like we're seeing it from every angle. But I just want to share some reminders I've had in the last 24 hours, which I think will serve you on your fertility journey. So listen in as I bare my soul, and let's see what we can learn together. I've been trying to record the next episode of the podcast for a number of days. The truth is, I've been in a lot of pain. I've had an ulcer in my mouth, which has just been sheer agony. I very rarely get an ulcer. I might get a mouth ulcer occasionally when I'm run down, maybe once a year, once every couple of years, and they just go. It's after a couple of days, but this one has been hanging around for almost a week, and it's been worse and worse, and it's just sheer agony. It's like pain down to my bone in my jaw, and it's been kind of run down and just, to be honest, really fed up of life. And my wife said, "Oh, why don't you talk about that?" And we had 10 years of infertility. I'm not comparing my situation with infertility, but there are some similarities in my experience that I think are worth exploring. And I don't know what's going to come up in this podcast, where it's going to go, but I just want to be real and be honest and share, this is where I am right now. With the pandemic, with lockdown and things being on hold, projects I want to do on hold around the house, and just life feels stuck. The weather's been awful, being almost dreadful, like stuck indoors. And yeah, this week feeling a lot of pain, just constant pain. I feel like a bear with a sore head. I literally cannot sit still. Almost, I can understand why some people almost want to self-harm. There's just wanting the pain to stop. And I guess I pride myself on being pretty healthy. I very rarely go to doctors. I haven't been to doctors like about 15 years, maybe. I haven't taken pharmaceutical drugs for I don't know how many, 10 or 15 years. I guess, since I've been to the doctors, and even painkillers. I haven't taken painkillers for a number of years, and I'm not adverse to taking medication. I'll do it if it's needed. I guess I like to find the natural way and feel I'm glad I'm healthy, and I guess proud of the fact I haven't needed to. But I've turned to it the last few days, painkillers, and just not touching it. So I resigned myself to the fact that tomorrow, Sunday today, when the doctor's open tomorrow, I'm going to call the doctor, and maybe I'm going to need antibiotics, I don't know. But I'll come on to that. But what's this got to do with fertility? Well, there are a lot of emotions that come up the last few days, which are similar to the emotions that come up with fertility. And I'm not belittling fertility. We've seen infertility from every single angle over those 10 years and beyond. But I do think it's worth exploring, because our experience of a circumstance is not created by the circumstance. It's our thinking we bring into it. So what I'm experiencing now is not actually to do with the pain or the ulcer or the weather or the pandemic. It's my thinking I bring to it. And that's what I do with my clients, help them see what the stories, the beliefs, often from childhood, that the infertility is shining a spotlight on. And it's old patterns for me coming up again. And being really angry with life that's on hold, the frustration. And it is in that sense of anger. I think it's maybe the injustice, the unfairness, the injustice of not just life being on hold. It's not personal, it's just me with life being impacted by the pandemic and a lot of difficult times right now for many, many people. It's just not personal in that way. But I guess even with my jaw and the ulcer, there's a frustration. It's not fair that I try and be healthy. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I'm very healthy, I avoid sugar. And not getting to be virtuous, I feel better on it. And just feeling, I guess, angry and frustrated that my desires are not being met. I guess my desires to not need antibiotics, my desires to nurture my body, I don't think are unreasonable, but you've got to accept stuff happens in life. And I think what I'm boiling down to is about acceptance. It is about a lack of acceptance. And this came up on our fertility journey, how I couldn't accept the reality of this situation. I remember one Christmas, I was so angry and so adamant that we had another Christmas without children. As you know, Christmas can be the hardest time of the year. And I was so adamant that, you know, this is going to be our last Christmas without children. And it's funny looking back, I don't know how I could say that, because you can't make that kind of promise or that kind of statement, because you can't control the outcome. Well, fertility, you know, we went down the fostering or the adopting route, you know, it often takes longer than a year. But it was that lack of acceptance that it wasn't right, it was wrong, it was unfair, the injustice, the anger. And I guess what I've been realising with my pain the last few days is the lack of acceptance. Not acceptance of the pain so much. Acceptance of the situation, okay, I may need to take medication. I did take painkillers, not really kind of did anything, and there's other medications I'm going to try, but I may need antibiotics, and it's just acceptance, you know what, that's okay. I'll deal with it. It's a very minor thing in the grand scheme of things. And it's just a little boy in me makes it a bigger thing than it really is. And here's the thing, is what's behind our emotions are often our childhood stories, our childhood thinking we're bringing in to this situation. Now, growing up with a mum that was an alcoholic and suffered from anxiety and depression, was very strict, I had a lot of anger about that situation through my teenage years and as a young adult, a lot of resentment towards my mum. And for many years, we went through a lot of healing, and for many years, I didn't think it was okay to be angry about it. I was very loving and forgiving. I can understand why my mum was like that. Because the logical adult part of us can see things very differently to the inner child within us that experiences it, that doesn't see the bigger picture, that makes it about them. So the little boy in me couldn't understand my mum had issues and her challenges and was emotionally and physically abused as a child. Also, you abandoned, mostly physically abandoned as a child, which is a form of abuse. I can see that as an adult, but as a child, we can't see that. So we start thinking something wrong with us, that I'm not wanted, not lovable. In fact, I wasn't actually wanted. I was what they call a pleasant surprise, but I was very much wasn't wanted initially. And it's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel angry about whatever situation you're in. Feeling anger is not bad or wrong. And feeling angry, that doesn't actually impact your chances of getting pregnant. We don't express our emotions. They internalize and they cause more problem, more good. See, stress, anxiety, pain, fear, don't have the power to impact us. Biologically, don't have the power to impact your fertility. It's your relationship with those things. If you can allow it, express it, feel it. You know, my wife would say she felt really angry about her situation and she'd better express it, articulate it. I couldn't. I said I was angry because I thought I should be angry. I guess maybe deep down I knew I was angry, but I couldn't express it. Very, very hard to get in tune with it because for so many years I'd tune my emotions out. Been caught in a very busy mind. Keep thinking. I guess a protection mechanism for my child to stop me feeling the pain, feeling the fear of not feeling safe in the pack. So for me, acceptance, for one thing, doesn't mean giving up. For me, accepting I've got this pain, accepting, it's not accepting it's never going to change. I'm still going to find different ways of healing it. I'm not going to give up trying different things. But it's accepting, you know what? This is what it is. Right now, in this moment, I'm okay. I haven't needed antibiotics yet. I may or may not need antibiotics. I'm just, literally before I started this, put a new treatment on. Hopefully that will make a difference. Acceptance is about being in the here and now. My mind is creating a racing head and thinking where something leads. You know, fear, with a bit of insecurity, or the misuse of imagination, it just creates this illusion in our head that races ahead and thinks it knows what the future holds, extrapolates from our current situation. It's very plausible, it's very realistic. You know, my mind constantly depicted us never having children. My mind constantly depicted the worst case scenario. My mind even went to the stage of, would my wife stay with me if we couldn't have children? She was just a natural born mother. She worked 8 years on her own health and got to a place where she could have children naturally for the first time in her life, and it's all she ever wanted. And now, you know, I was the one getting in the way from that being a reality. Fear is a misuse of imagination. And actually what's behind anger is fear. What's behind my anger, the injustice of my infertility journey, the injustice in life, when I feel that I've been hard done by. The little boy in me often feels like a victim, because I felt like a victim as a child because I didn't know what else I could do. I tried everything to feel more loved, to feel safe. I felt like a victim. I felt it wasn't fair. And I looked around my friends having different lives, different relationships with their parents, different family dynamics. Where else could I think other than there must be something wrong with me? And we start to think there's something wrong with us. Not worthy, not loved, not lovable. And that's what's behind my anger, as I lay in, you know, awake in the middle of the night of the pain, just feeling anger. And allow myself just to feel it, to vent it, to express it. And it was this little boy, again, another layer of anger, just wanting to come out. Wanting to be expressed. And it's interesting, a friend of mine says often, she looks at the psychological relationship with illnesses and injuries, and she says mouth ulcers, mouth is often about not expressing ourselves. So my first thing to bring to this is just a mind of acceptance. Accepting where we're at doesn't mean we're giving up. It's accepting where we are in this moment. And in this moment, we have everything we need to be okay. Yes, I had pain, but I was okay. I was okay. It's a very minor thing compared to what a lot of people are going through the world. Not dismissing it. Level the pain, keep me up. I'm just saying when we're in the moment, we have far more resources to deal with it. Acceptance is not giving up. Acceptance is accepting where you are in this moment. And the second thing that came to mind the last few days, reminding me, was another synergy to the fertility journey, is sharing with someone. Having my wife, who was really understanding, supportive, loving, show concern, trying to help me. She understood what I was going through. And I was like a bear with a sore head. It's like not very pleasant to be around. But she showed me love and compassion. I think on this fertility journey can be a very lonely journey. So my encouragement is find someone you can talk to. Even if it's someone online in a support group, find people you can be honest with. People won't judge you. We're very honest about our journey with friends and family, and we actually found that quite helpful because it turns out friends were going through a very similar situation. I don't think they would have shared it with us if we hadn't shared our situation. And we found we could be very honest with them, honest with each other. And they became a very valuable source of support on the journey. And the third point I want to bring out from this is just self-love and self-compassion. Very rare for me to be ill. But yesterday, I in my pyjamas all day. I slept a number of hours in the morning. And it's okay to do that. There's no feeling lazy, feeling guilty. It's just what my body and my soul needed. And it is unusual for me to be there and allow myself to rest and be. I love my work, I love my clients, I love my family, I love doing things. But sometimes I'm not very good at stopping and nurturing myself. It's the same on our fertility journey, constantly striving for the next thing, try this, try that. When was the last time you nurtured yourself? So encouragement is to give yourself some self-love, because what's behind the anger, the fear, the pain is a little you, a little inner child that's crying out for some love, compassion and understanding. And when you give yourself self-compassion, you're giving that inner child, your soul, that love. So remember, acceptance. For me, acceptance is the WD-40 of change. Reach out, share, find someone you can talk to who understands and you can be really real and honest with. And give yourself some self-love and self-compassion. When was the last time you nurtured yourself? You're worth it. You're really worth it. Loving you.